to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seemed to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Christmas will be wild this year. There's nothing that you can't do. So many things that you hold dear, make them all come true. Make your Christmas happen, make your list right now. Republic is all you need to make your Christmas wild.
Make your Christmas wild with Republic Bank, with $600,000 in cash prizes to be won. Take advantage of low rates, low or no down payments, same day approval and much more.
Republic is all you need to make your Christmas wild.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with Expansion Anchor Bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, it was Christmas in Morondoy, and Divine did not sleep at home, much to the concern of Monica and Lawrence. Alexis and Malachi visited their daughter at the hospital, and he promised to file her papers quickly. Sunny and Unique shared joy using a donkey cart, and shared surveys for villagers to fill out with ideas for improvement in Morondoy. Unique told Monica she tried talking to Divine, but she wouldn't listen to her. Right now, Lawrence and Dinah have met in the market.
Dinah girl, how you doing?
Lawrence, buy a day here. What going on with you?
It's me, Monica. Should I buy them both just get a meat for the cook-up tonight?
Oh, I ain't even in the mood for cook no cook-up, but it's tradition.
Yeah, man.
I day helping the village council distribute these surveys and flyers.
Oh, the same survey that Sonny and Unique they gave on Christmas Day?
Yes. Plus, be encouraging people to use the public garbage bins.
That is necessary. Sometimes the bin will be right there, and some fool drop the garbage near the bin instead of inside.
Yes.
I'm hoping to get a little more involved with the village council next year. Wherever way I could help out.
Yeah, they need all the help they could get.
I was thinking that as a recovering alcoholic, I could probably help talk to the young people about substance abuse. You know, or something along the line.
Very good idea, Lawrence. I notice young people abusing alcohol.
Yeah.
Some little boys with some massive beer belly. I don't know what's going on.
We got to address it, because remember, all them things is affect the overall health and wealth of the community.
I agree.
I can approach the village council and we can work out a plan.
Good. If you could help even one is something.
Hi, Dinah.
Hi, Monica. You get all your meat?
Yes. Them butchers got some nice cuts, them man.
We should probably buy a little extra and keep in the deep freezer.
Who tell you I ain't done do
the? Y'all realize that nearly all them butchers just rear their own cattle?
Yes. I was so happy to see the butchers from the village. I feel so encouraged.
We got every potential in this village to become really self-sufficient.
Exactly.
But y'all didn't understand why just here.
Well,
apparently, Howard Horace left Sister Patsy at the altar.
What?
Well, I convinced the truth the man is an idiot. How he could do that to the woman?
People saying they wait till night and he never show up. Sister Patsy and see since.
Oh gosh, it must be shame.
If?
As much as Sister Patsy is a pest, nobody ain't deserved her.
He wicked.
I think he planned to do she that all along.
But why spend all that money? She probably gonna never see he again.
You know, sometimes I just say I should have taken a man after me husband dead. But now thinking, it's probably good I stayed just how he left me. Some men could do a real business for you.
Oh, poor Sister Patsy.
Good day, Dinah.
Good day, Patsy. It's how you cover up your head and your face, like you're a ninja.
Not feeling too well. Let me get a puri and fish cake and 2 egg balls, please.
All right, coming up.
Sawan, all right?
Good. You're going to be all right?
What do you mean?
I hear what happened with you and Howard Horace.
What happened with me?
You left you at the altar.
Dino, where you get it from?
I been by the market all and the people they talking.
You see, if I bother with these vagabonds in Marundi, these bad-minded crosses done, get me mad.
So, is not true?
Like you believe?
I'm just telling you what the people saying.
They mean you got for repeated, Dino. That's how rumors they spread.
That is funny coming from you, the queen of gossip in Marundi.
Like a set you set for me.
Lady, just collect your puri egg ball and go along your way. I want a story.
I was just a setting for rejoice pump people downfall. You won't see and smell a man since 1945 got the nerve to stand up there and talk about who left me at the altar. Why you don't mind your own business, Dinah Buster?
Well, I could tell that you're very hot and upset by what the man do, but I is not the one to be blamed.
I got to address you, yes. You's the one who raised the topic. You hear the man left me at the altar. I hope you go deaf and you can't hear nothing else. Furthermore, keep pulling an egg ball. I don't want nothing more from Boston restaurant.
Woman.
Cross.
Well, It's just, sir. You would think it's me left this woman at the altar.
Looking lovely tonight, girl.
Thank you, Monica. You too.
Both you ladies looking beautiful, man.
Yes, ready for 2020.
Let me find a table. June and James, you are sitting with me?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I thought y'all would have gone to one of them fancy $50,000 old year's night ball.
Not this year, Monica, girl. We decide to stay in the village.
Yes, I'm glad that we have our own ball in Murundoy this year.
Yeah, whoever do the decorations do a lovely job.
You ladies have a seat. Me and James can go and look after some drinks.
Let's do that.
Thanks.
So how things look, girl?
Girl, what I can say. I am ready for 2020.
Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting year. The aisle gonna be pumping and we got general elections. Interesting times are ahead.
Yes, indeed. How do you find making out with a job at ExxonMobil?
Oh, she's doing well. Working on local content.
Oh, nice.
Well, girl, I was shocked when I learned it's so many guys working with Exxon. Me and Norway, I get the idea that it's mostly foreigners.
Well, they're going to bring the drinks over just now.
I bet y'all don't start talking with me.
No, Lawrence. We actually started discussing Divine and the job. I was just telling June that I thought it was mostly foreigners working with ExxonMobil.
Well, that's the impression a lot of people got.
Yes, but last time I checked, they had more than 1,700 Guyanese working on the project. And out of that 1,700, more than 300 is women.
Well, you see, Me neither know though.
Actually, more than 50% of the total workers are Guyanese.
I was telling Maniko that we need to register with the Center for Local Business Development. This is an opportunity to grow with business.
Yeah, I should have done that already.
And it's just the other day I really learned what is. Imagine, even fine man don't got the business registered with the people Squires Craft and Furniture.
That's good. The center is the place to go to talk about opportunities with Exxon.
You know, I won't lie. I still got my concerns about whether we Guyanese can get the best out of this. But the more I learn, the more optimistic I feel.
Same here.
What I like about ExxonMobil is that they provide so much opportunity for training and advancing your career. I have an engineer friend working with them. He was telling me that 24 operations and maintenance staff were sent to Canada to study for a year.
What? It's too late to change my career?
You're telling me, boy?
Plus, one of my engineer friends was one of three who also went abroad to do an 18-month training. They're back on the job right now.
I feel encouraged when I hear these reports. It means that young people, especially who join the company, can advance their career. You know, sometimes people working with a job for years and get no promotion? Nothing! But it's different with ExxonMobil.
Yeah, I see how happy Divine is with the job. In a few years, who knows, she might be in a managerial position.
Exactly.
And the workforce will keep expanding. Because the more Guyanese train, the less they will need the foreigners.
Lawrence, we really got to hurry and get registered with the Center for Local Business Development. Put we business on the map.
Mm-hmm. I advise anybody who has a business to do it. You can't go wrong.
We can do it this week, my love. Other people can be reaping the benefits and we just sit down in a car, no?
Yes, now is the time to jump on board.
Indeed.
Well, they're taking a while with these drinks, though.
Yes. And your place filling up?
Let me check.
I'll come with you.
I just spot somebody looking like Sister Patsy. But it's not.
Is it true that her fiancé left her at the altar?
That is what people say.
Oh my, that is awful.
Well, from what I hear, enough people in feel sorry for she. They say it's karma.
But what kind of man lets a woman plan a wedding and doesn't show up? It's despicable.
Well, apparently a low-life crab dog like Howard Horace.
I feel sorry for she.
I know. Patsy got your ways. But she ain't deserved though.
This look like it gonna be trouble tonight. Like them bar people prepared for this crowd. They said they're bringing the drinks just now. James dealing with them there.
Like it's better we the walk with we own.
Plus, when I tell the girl, we want non-alcoholic wine. And so she looking at me.
Like she wants to send me and you back to the bottle.
Alright, folks. Finally.
James, why are you fetching the drinks?
They're short of stuff, it seems.
You see what we're saying?
It's a shame. Anyway, I'm looking forward to having a wonderful night.
Yes, I would like to propose a toast to a prosperous, productive, and happy 2020. May the oil money flow in all our hands. Cheers.
Cheers.
And when me and Monica register with business with the Center for Local Business Development, may we manage to get a big contract with ExxonMobil.
Yes, acclaiming it.
Well, the old family is going to be good.
I hope your wish comes true, Lawrence and Monica. Cheers.
To 2020.
To 2020.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.